You had no right to go on strike or protest or demonstration.
Grow up and blow away.
Cross her heart, he wants to start a family, needing something to go on. If she weren't writing in blood, she'd bring him a joke, a new liver and a shovel for the mud. If he were not knee deep in mud, he'd bring her his jokes, he'd get her a time. Cross her heart, he wants to start a family. She always thought she would not. If she weren't writing in blood, she'd bring him a joke, a new liver and a shovel for the mud. If he were not knee deep in mud, he'd bring her his jokes, he'd get her a typewriter.
Right, that right there is Metric, and that would be a band who are currently in Toronto, but they were formed in 98 in New York City. If you've listened to the show before, I wasn't quite sure exactly what the sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Chronology was. So I'm just looking them up right now on the internet, and this is interesting. So Emily Haynes is the lead singer of Metric. And it says right here, she's born in North Bay, Ontario, and then raised in India. And with extended family in the United States, she grew up as a dual citizen. But anyways, it says she then apparently settled in Peterborough, Ontario, at the age of 3. So, well, when they say raised in India, and then she moved to Peterborough by three, I don't know that I would say raised in India. She spent part of her very early life in India. So, yeah, very interesting. So, anyways, they also, this is interesting, Emily Haynes and her roommates were also roommates with members of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and the Liars while they were living in Brooklyn. So how cool is that? And actually, this, what we just heard was a recording from Brooklyn. So Grow Up and Blow Away was recorded back in 99 and 00, I think that was the deal. That's right. And anyways, that was from their album, Grow Up and Blow Away. And yeah, so there you go. That's kind of the deal with Metric. There's a whole lot to read about them. So just Google them or do whatever and you'll find whatever you need. Anyways, I am Anita B, and I'm the host of this show, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And my focus here is Canadian music. So, there you go. it is Wednesday night, and I'm here every Wednesday except for the first one of each month. And I do my show. So, yeah, I guess that's all I need to tell you, except that it's really raining hard out. And I drive from the other end of town, from East Van to here. And nicely, usually I'm complaining, but tonight was wonderful because I seemed to make all of the green lights. And I was shocked that I made it from one end of town, seriously, to the other in like 20 minutes. I don't know. Maybe I was having one of those coast-to-coast lost time moments where I was like, wow, how did that happen? It's only 6:02. Wait, I'm confused. So anyways, and it's raining and windy and blustery, but it's fall. So I guess that's what we have to put up here on the West Coast. All right, so let's move on. I'm going to play some new stuff tonight, which is kind of exciting. Maybe I'll play that now. I'm switching around as I'm speaking with you all. There is a new compilation here, and it is from Victoria, and it's called... it's very lo-fi, by the way. Very low budget. So it's called All Your Ears Can... Wait a second here. All Your Ears, Underground Music in Victoria, BC, 1978 to 84. Oh, All Your Ears Can Hear. All right. And it's so low budget that there's literally a black and white photocopy insert. Okay. So... of interest to myself was, since I never lived in Victoria between 78 and 84, but, interestingly, I'm going to play, well, I'm sure they're from Vancouver. I know they are. Maybe they played a lot in Victoria, but the Dish Rags. So we're going to listen to a recording of the Dish Rags from that era. And, the song is called High Society Snob. And the Dish Rags, if you were unaware, I do believe three-piece girl band. I think they were three-piece. I'm almost sure. From that era. From Vancouver, though, so don't get confused. And Jade Blade, she was a member of the band. And this CD is so lo-fi that, whoa, 28 seconds? How can that be? That it doesn't seem to be engineered properly. So when I'm going to the song, put in song 21 on the CD player, it shows no time. Well, let's listen. Let's give it a whirl. Could be 28 seconds. So here you go. This is the Dish Rags on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oh, and the name of the show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, in case you're interested. That right there was Sloan doing a cover of Eric's Trip. And that song was, oh, when was it recorded? Well, anyways, it's off a compilation that's called DGC, which would be Def Geffen. I always call it Def Geffen. I think of Def Jam. David Geffen Corporation. So it's a major label, but they did put out some good stuff back when. And anyways, it was a cover of Eric's Trip. So I will read you the little liner notes so I'm not paraphrasing anything incorrectly. It says right here, it's Stove / Smother. Stove / Smother is actually two different songs by our friends Eric's Trip, a band from Moncton, a few hours from our city, Halifax. Smother is really the wickedest song of all time. Jay had these drum loops and we used one on this version of Stove. Andrew played piano and Jay and Patrick each took a verse. Jay put the two songs together on his four track. Anyway, Eric's Trip are really great. That's a quote from Chris Murphy, and he's right. So before that, we heard the incarnation of Eric's Trip, the current one, which is called Rick White Album. One word, Rick White Album. And the name of the album is called Memo Reaper. The song we heard is my favorite one off this album. It's the first one. It's called Sorry We Missed You. And yeah, That's a good song. Hope you enjoyed it. Before that, we heard the Dish Rags with their song High Society Snob, which is actually on a new interesting little compilation, which is called All Your Ears Can Hear in Victoria, BC. And it's underground music from 78 to 84. I guess it would be the parallel version of the Zulu Records compilation for Vancouver, which is called, how can I forget this? Anyways, it's, I play it all the time. It's like 77 to 91 or 88. 88, that's right. There's this famous one. Yeah. So that'd be the Victoria version. And it is, there are a lot of songs and on it. And it is interestingly very, very low budget. 40 songs. And actually, it was my actual CD player's problem. This did not seem to be improperly engineered, if that makes any sense. So it seems like everything's good. Everything's copacetic with the CD. Anyways, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is a show that features Canadian music here on CITR. And I'm Anita B., your host. All right, so we're going to move on and listen to some more Canadian music. That's the whole deal. And I'm going to play a guilty favorite of mine. I don't know if I'd say favorite, but it's up there. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. And that would be from 95, we're talking some Mystery Machine from their album 10 Speed. I think we're going to hear the song. Well, how about I think this might have been their hit, possibly, if I remember correctly, Pound for Pound, which is the first one on the album. First ones are usually good. If you're ever a DJ or if you're ever confused and you're like, I should play one song off the CD and you're really taking a risk, always hit the first one. There you go. So a little bit of advice. Anyways, here you go. This is Mystery Machine on CITR 101.9 FM coming at you from the campus of UBC.
Together, the violence. by the cards and some girl froze a dime in my lap. You won't be laughing when you hear how this one ends. So I sleep through the entire flight. Don't really wake up until the cab driver says, hey, where you going? I forget. After Jeremy died, and the elevator's fast and pumps my ears out, and they're all waiting patiently. Touch my name tag, should say hello. I'm too tired to smile today. Squeak the chair once. Like an extra year of high school. The CEO takes me aside. I'm down 12 points and they're selling the grass in the boardroom show. By the time that the market opens in Tokyo, say, I mean what I'm asking you. I know we haven't talked in a while, but could you come get me?
Nothing could ever
All right, that right there is the Transmitters, Vancouver band. They have a new album out. It's self-titled, and the song we heard was the first track, which is Plastic Genocide. And if you like the Transmitters, and you should because they're really good, you should check them out. There's actually, this is really exciting. And I'm pregnant, and I'm grumpy, and I can't drink, and I don't go out much. My condition just prevents me from having fun. I know it's sad, but anyways, maybe even I'll show up. So this is the Nardwar the Human Serviette radio show 20-year anniversary celebration. So check this out. On Friday, November the 2nd, so that's only, what, like 2 weeks from this Friday, I think? That's right. Mark your calendars. There is a live on-air Nardwar interview marathon. So you think that's cool. So 20 hours. I mean, Nardwar is the ultimate character. Words can't describe. I was going to say he's so famous, but, and he is in his own circles, in sort of the underground world, but he's breaking through to the mainstream, which is, wow. It's kind of like you go, yeah, I remember Nardwar when, anyways. So he does his show here every Friday, and I think it's at 3:30. It's either 3 or 3:30, but anyways, and so on top of the 20 hour live on air Nardwar marathon interview marathon, that night there's a free concert, a free show with, check this out, so featuring his band the Evaporators, and the Transmitters. We just heard them. So the Evaporators, the Transmitters, the Pack, who are a band, a local two-piece girl band who've just been signed to Mint Records. And another band called Kid Cordaine, I think. Anyway, so four bands, and that, so it's free, which means, in order to get tickets, you have to, come to the offices here or check out Nardwar's website. So nardwar.com. And if you need to know to spell, let me help you out. NardwuAR.com. Now, interestingly enough, I'm reading this all from the CITR website. So you can always check out the website too. It's CITR.ca. And then I think they spelled it wrong on the website part because Nardwar spells his name WUAR.com. Whatever. Or even better, just call the station. Call us at 604-822-1242 for free tickets to this extravaganza event. So to add to the zaniness of it all, the show, no, it doesn't start at 7, doesn't start at 7:30. It starts at 7:19. So 7:19, and it's here, by the way, at the UBC Sub Ballroom. All right, so that's going to be good times to be had by everybody. All right. Oh, somebody's calling. How nice. Anyways, let me continue with the show here, though. By the way, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music is what happens here. And yeah, you're listening to CITR. The calls numbers are 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm going to play us something from a band who hailed originally from Guelph. Apparently now they live in Toronto. They're on Three Gut Records. At least this release from 4 years ago is a Three Gut Records release. It's the Constantines. The name of the album is Shine a Light, and we're going to hear the second song, which is called, interestingly enough, Shine a Light. All right, there you go. We'll be right back.
Can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nard. Why, you're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show. 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon. 9 p.m. Thursday, November 1st, on to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of his radio show on CITR with a 20-hour live on-air Nardwar interview marathon, starting at 9 p.m. on Thursday, November 1st, and ending at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 2nd.
Interviews to be aired during the 24-hour marathon include
Robert Anton Wilson, Ron Jeremy,
James Brown, John Sloan,
Jennifer
Robinson,
Matt Grafflin,
Michael Nine p.m. Thursday, November 1st to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show's 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon, presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
Fleisch und Gemüse, bring mich auf die Füße.
All right, that right there is Station A from their album The Wasp Factory from 01. That was Call It Progress. I love that song. I think it's so cool and fuzzed out and just delicious. Anyways, before that, we heard The Constantines with their song Shine a Light from their album Shine a Light. And then The Transmitters. I played them before. Oh, well, that's all good. Hey, you know what I have, though, guys? This is very crazy exciting. I should pretend like my husband won these tickets so I can go. No, listen to me. Scheming, of course. But the Ravenettes are coming to town, which is, wow, how cool is that? Anyone here love the Ravenettes as much as I do? Yes, the Ravenettes, I do believe they're from Sweden. I think it's Sweden, some Scandinavian country. Anyways, I bought one of their albums from maybe 5 years ago, and they're really good. If you like the Jesus and Mary Chain, then you'll like the Ravenettes. Let's just put it that way. So they're playing at Richards. Richards on Richards on Monday the 29th of October, which is, well, Monday, October 29th. So if you're interested in tickets, I am going to be giving some away right now. Give me a call here. The number here is 604-822-CITR. That would be 604-822-2487. I just have that memorized. I hope that's right. 822-2487. If that comes out to 82, so CITR 101.9. No, wait. 822-CITR. That's it. 822-CITR. So give me a call. And I see the phone boards is flooded with lights. No. Somebody call. Somebody call the Ravenettes. They're really awesome. Okay. So anyways, give me a call if you want free tickets, you and a guest. Yay, somebody's calling. Okay, good. So I'm going to play us something in the meantime. And you hang on the line there, you caller, you. And you've won tickets to see the Ravenettes. So very cool. And in the meantime, I'm going to play us something here from the Doers. They're a local band, and they do, which is good. Last time I played the song So It Is, which I quite liked. So I think I'll play it again. So we're going to hear the song So It Is. And Mr. or Mrs. Caller, you hang on there. I'm going to get to you. This is the Doers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. If you still want those Ravenettes tickets, that person hung up. Call me for Ravenettes tickets free. All right, folks, let me just reiterate the fact that I am giving away free Ravenettes tickets. So the Ravenettes, they're an awesome band. They are from Sweden, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Denmark. Now, some Scandinavian country, which I'm sure is Sweden. And they sound like the Jesus and Mary Chain, and they're awesome. And it's the lead singer is a girl. And there's a boy singing, too, sometimes. So The Ravenettes are playing Monday, October 29th. I have free tickets. Call me here right now, 604-822-CITR. That would be 822-2487. 604-822-2487. And if you're listening to the show and you're wondering what it is, this right here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am your host, Anita B. So right now we are going to listen to something. Oh, I'm not even going to tell you what it is. It's just going to be lots of fun, so I hope you enjoy.
at me that way and I won't look at you. And no one will know, no one will know. Oh, don't look at me that way and I won't look at you. And no one will know, no one will know.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way-out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Amoebas are very small.
Don't worry about dying, as you were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
For psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today, listen to Stereoscopic Readout, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Number nine. skip class, Barbara.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Right, that right there is one of my favorite all-time Canadian songs. It's up there. I love that song. And I saw those guys in January of this past year. That's the Pointed Sticks. And my God, they just seriously take away the fact that they're like, I don't know, probably in their 40s at least, minimally. And that, you know, their heyday was like the late 70s, early 80s. Take all of that away. They were awesome. Like, they were, everything was just, they're on point. I never use that term, but they were so amazing. And it's left such a good taste in my mouth, that show. Like, I just have such fond memories of Richards on Richards. I went to see the, they did two shows that day. There was the all ages one. So I went with my little toddler, my little one. She's so cute. And, my hubby, and it was such a good show. And, that's all I can say. I can just gush. But yeah, and then add the fact that, yeah, you know, they hadn't been playing for really 25 years, something to that effect, over 25 years. And they put out that kind of a show, put on that kind of show. Anyways, that was the point of six with Real Thing. I love that song. If anyone's listening to me who plays music with me, I want to do a cover of that song. I'm getting obsessed with it. Okay. Before that, we heard the Modernettes from the same era. Both, you can find both songs on the Zulu compilation, which is called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 77 to 88. So we heard the Modernettes with Barbara. And then we heard Bella in there with the song No One Will Know off of their album of the same title, which is a Mint Records release. So yeah, they're newly signed to Mint. That's Bella. Or semi-newly signed to Mint. The record's new. And then, yeah, we heard some Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And we heard their famous song, Having an Average Weekend. I could hear that song a gazillion times and never get sick of it. I don't know about you guys, but it's just so indicative of an era. It really is. It encapsulates not just the music, but, well, of course, Kids in the Hall and the TV show. And I'm from Ontario, so just everything. And that was kind of my sort of my younger days. You know, that's just when I was of drinking age and going out to bars and finding myself, if you will. So if that's any indication, do the math. I'm that old, yes. Anyways, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's my show here. My name is Anita B, and you are listening to CITR. That's the station, 101.9 FM. We are coming at you from the campus of UBC. And when I came in, which was an hour and a half ago or so, it was raining hard, and it was miserable. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it's not so bad. But I guess when you are inside, and hopefully some of you guys are inside all cozy and warm, and you've got your hot chocolate or the fireplace going or whatever, you're with your loved one and you're watching some good TV show. That's my definition of a nice, relaxing night. Yeah. Or listening to the show. So what am I saying? Yeah, you're watching a TV show and listening to me. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But anyways, hopefully you're enjoying yourself. And I will be back next week, by the way. So this show runs from 6:30 until 8 every Wednesday for the first Wednesday of each month. Oh, by the way, so Halloween would be 2 weeks from tonight, all of you. It's 2 weeks. So you have, what, 13 days to get your costume together? That's right. And Halloween is one, I think it's my favorite holiday. It's very, very closely tied with Christmas. I love Christmas. Christmas rocks. And Halloween, though. Oh, good God. I love Halloween. And now that I have a toddler, it's like, yes. So there are some, you know, definitely some bonus things to being parents there. You get to kind of relive your childhood. So I'll be going out with her. And then my husband and I will take turns. I think, like, I'll do a block with her, trick-or-treating, and then he'll man the doors and vice versa. Then he'll go out with her. And my neighborhood's really good for trick-or-treating, I gotta tell you. It's your love for Halloween is somewhat dependent upon how good your neighborhood is for it. I'm already seeing people putting up like Halloween decorations, and there's lots of kids, and yeah. Woohoo, get so excited. So anyways, my point though, I had a point here, and Darren Gall, who does a show here, I think it's called Stereoscopic Readout. Readout, that's right. And he'll be filling in for me on Halloween night because, you know, I've got to do the trick-or-treating thing. Damn, imagine that. Got to get the candy. And so looking forward to it. Anyways, yeah. So let's move on to music. I am going on a tangent. And Canadian music, that's why I'm here. That's right, Canadian music. So let's talk about the Inbreds. Let's listen to some Inbreds. They are coming up next. And the Inbreds are a band originally from they're from Kingston, Ontario. Broke up, in the late 90s sometime, I think. They spent a lot of time, though, sort of hanging out with and being kind of associated with Halifax bands, like the East Coast music scene there in the 90s. And they're good. And I've seen them a couple times play. Two-piece, drum and bass, similar to the band Duotang. And, yeah, so we're going to hear, I don't know, how about Any Sense of Time? That's right. And there you go. Oh, and coming up, too, by the way, after this, well, after my show, so at 8 o'clock, we have got Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis. She is here from 8 until 10, and then at 10 o'clock, we've got Julia with her show, Juicebox. That's 10 to 11. And in case you're wondering, what's Juicebox all about? Well, let me tell you. about sex. So come and listen. We're talking 10 to 11. She does a sex show. All right, that should get most of you curious. Okay, this right here is the Inbreds from their album Combinator, Any Sense of Time. Whoops. Here on CITR.
Don't back down like you always do. The time to speak out is long overdue. Why complain but yet brush his name? He's a cramp.
Christian skaters unite, head for the half pipe. Oh, you can throw yourself into the sky. You're getting high on Jesus. Christian skaters unite, all fearless in the night. Oh, you don't need sex or drugs or to act like thugs. No, you got a friend, my friend Jesus. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? I tell me now, what would Jesus do? The other punks, well, you're different because you know Jesus. Christian skaters unite, oh, steadfast in his might. You do 360 tricks, but you won't turn tricks. No, you get your love from the one above. Oh, tell me, what would Jesus do? Oh, what would Jesus do? Oh, tell me, what would Jesus do? Oh, tell me, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Oh, what would Jesus do?
All right, that right there is a band, Transylvania 500, from the compilation Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2, which is a Grenadine Records comp. Yeah, what can I tell you about Transylvania 500? Well, anyways, the name of the song was called Bloodweiser, and I do believe they are from St. George, Ontario. That's where they're from. Don't know much about them, but just know that I like the song. There you go. Okay, before that we heard Andrew Vincent and the Pirates, who happens to hail from Ottawa. We heard the song Christian Skaters, and he has an album that song is on called A Short Trip with the Pirates. And I don't know exactly what the status of Andrew Vincent and his Pirates are exactly right now. I suppose I could look it up. Maybe I should, so I'll know. But what can I tell you about them? They're really, really good. Really good live. Their music is good. And always very clever lyrics. Very, very clever. Kind of fun. And do not miss them. They will not disappoint. So before that, we heard the Inbreds with the song Any Sense of Time from their album Combinator from, 94. And like I said, Val should be in soon. It's 7 minutes till her show. Her show, of course, which is Folk Oasis. And that's about it for me. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm Anita B. Anyways, you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC, not Washington, in case you're confused. You never know. But yes, Vancouver, Washington is a suburb of Portland. And we're going to move on and listen to something from another compilation here. It's a band from Victoria, Bum. They're now defunct. And the compilation is called On Guard for Thee, a collection of Canada's youth gone bad. And it's an Ogogo Records from Australia featuring 18 Canadian band songs. So the Bum song we're going to hear is Mrs. Rock and Roll. And there you go. Here you go. There's some Bum on CITR.
This song is about you. Nobody but me. It's just me, it's just me.
Quentin and Dave from Chips with Everything.
Hey, Heather from Queer FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like, promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.